Michael felt that Quincy should have been on his team with $100 million. And he told his attorney, Thriller's not coming out. Quincy doesn't believe in it. Cancel, the thing's not coming out, right? So Michael had a conversation with Walter Yetnikoff, who was running CBS at that time. And Walter Yetnikoff told Michael, look, who cares what these guys think? You know, it's not about what their impression is of this music. It's what you believe to be the case. And if you believe this is going to sell 100 million copies, guess what, Michael? I'm with you. Let this thing come out. Don't mess with this. Just let it come out. And then Michael did. But it could have gone either way.
We were averaging 1 million units a week, which no other record had done. Michael Jackson, that year of Thriller, saved the record business. Tower Records was going out of business. CBS itself had had two Black Fridays where they laid off like 1,000 people. Other companies were laying off people. Everybody was losing their job. But Thriller was so big, it brought millions of people into the stores. And they not only bought Thriller, they bought other product.
It was the music that would probably influence contemporary artists for a long, long time to come. It gave us a goal, a bullseye, or a dream to get to, something to aspire to.